In Papua New Guinea, nearly 100 men are likely to be sentenced to life in prison and possibly even face the death penalty after a court convicted them of murdering seven people over allegations of sorcery in a remote area of the Medang province. PNG academics say the number of people in general being assaulted and killed in sorcery-related violence in PNG is increasing. Our reporter in Port Moresby, Bethany Harriman, has prepared a special investigation this week into what's now being described as a violence epidemic. Bethany, we cover the issue of sorcery in PNG relatively often here on Pacific Beat, but what is the actual issue? Is it the sorcery beliefs, or is it actually the violence that's being carried out against people who've been accused of being sorcerers?
The actual issue is the violence towards people accused of practicing sorcery. Police and non-government organizations say the violence towards the people of practicing sorcery should be treated by the government as a national emergency, because it's happening frequently throughout the country, not just in the rural areas, but also in urban cities like Lae and Port Moresby. People accused of practicing sangoma or witchcraft are often dragged from their homes and tortured or even killed. We've had cases where children were tortured or killed, people burnt alive and chopped up. Those who are killed often die very violent deaths, and the survivors are left traumatized for life. Families and their whole livelihoods are destroyed, and they get displaced. It adds to the growing list of PNG's socio-economic problems.
Now, Bethany, you're going to be bringing us a series of stories across the week. Can you tell us just briefly what this first story is about?
Well, Catherine, at the heart of this issue are the victims, and we want to hear their story. A recent study at the Australian National University states in the last 20 years, 1,443 people have been killed in Papua New Guinea. But as is the case with data on all kinds of things in PNG, those figures are unlikely to be true indications of the problem, which is why we are taking a closer look.
They kept on burning me while asking me where I put the boy's heart. But I kept on telling them I don't know anything about this thing.
And one of them is the group that believes the woman has eaten the heart of another person, or has caused sickness or death or something else bad in the community. And these are the people who want to torture her or even kill her.
You've got what I would call a pre-scientific worldview, which some would call a magical worldview, that things can happen magically, people can cause deaths magically.
Sorcery violence has been a problem in Papua New Guinea, but now it's an emergency. A growing number of innocent people are being killed or tortured by communities after being accused of using black magic. Margaret Peter is one victim. The mother of four says she was making breakfast in her hut in PNG's remote Anga province when a group of men forced her out of her home. Men accused Miss Peter of taking out the heart of a young boy.
I went outside and went with the mob to the boy's house. The boy was found at the river far from the village. They said they found the boy like that. I asked, what did he do? And they said, he fainted. And they said, we wanted to ask you. And I said, so what do I have to do with it?
Miss Peter says they tortured her with hot knives after stripping her naked.
They tore my blouse, they covered my eyes with it, and brought me to a place where they had a fire going. They heated bush knives and started to burn my toes. That's when I began to scream. They kept on burning me.
The men later released her when the boy woke up and explained he'd fainted because he hadn't eaten all day. Lutheran missionary Anton Lutz went to see Miss Peter the morning after her ordeal. He says the men would have killed her.
It looks like everything that Christians are against, and we are allowing elements of our communities to, you know, become completely evil people and to act on their evil impulses.
PNG police rarely arrest the perpetrators of such violence. Anga Provincial Police Commander George Kakas says they lack the manpower and communities don't cooperate to hand over the suspects.
Police went and approached and asked for the relatives to come forward and also ask for the suspects to surrender. But to date, that has been fallen on deaf ears. They're not listening to police.
Many experts studying PNG sorcery-related violence say the government, NGOs and the police need to do more to stop the spread of such attacks. Professor Phil Gibbs from Divine Word University says sorcery-related violence is a nationwide problem.
When you're talking about sorcery-related killings, I guess most of that seems to be occurring in the highlands these days. There are some happening also on the coast.
The PNG government recognized the increase in sorcery attacks in 2013 after women's groups demanded action to stop them. PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill told the country that people needed to stop sheltering the ringleaders of sorcery-related attacks.
We protect rapists. We protect murderers. These people must be brought to justice. Government will hear the cries of our people. But we cannot do everything. We need your help.
The government took some action. It repealed legislation from 1971 that allowed sorcery to be used as a defense to murder and introduced the death penalty for murder cases. But the number of victims has continued to increase over the last 6 years. On the 16th of November last year, men tortured a six-year-old girl with hot bush knives, accusing her of inheriting witchcraft from her mother. The girl's mother had been burnt alive by a mob 4 years before. Earlier this month, PNG's National Court convicted 97 men for the brutal murder of seven people in the Medang province in 2014 in what's believed to be the first conviction of people for a sorcery-related attack. But many other crimes go uninvestigated and the perpetrators unpunished. And Papua New Guineans are now wondering how to stop this epidemic before it gets even worse.